Welcome to Daily Chit Chat. I'm Richard.
I'm Audrey.
Let's talk about what's streaming.
What's not streaming?
What we like.
What we don't like.
And maybe some random things in between.
Likely lots of things in between.
All right, let's chit-chat. Do we have one more? I don't remember.
How many have we done?
Four?
Probably. Let's do one more.
All right, one more.
We'll just have an extra if we need it.
All right, perfect. We love doing extra anyway. Extra, extra. Hear all about it. The Daily Chit Chatters are back. It's Richard.
And Audrey.
Welcome. Oprah Winfrey, thoughts?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Powerful.
Powerful. Awesome.
Successful.
Mm-hmm.
Innovative.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lots of good thoughts.
Yeah. I still think Oprah has her own network, the Oprah Winfrey Network. Yeah.
I believe that's true.
I could fact check just to make sure. But what I love about the Oprah story, it's a great story. She has a life where she just started low and really is ending it on a high. No matter what she does now, she's super successful.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. It is still a network.
Hey, yeah, she's really like... She just flew and continues to fly.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. So I think I thought about her because I was scrolling through Facebook, as one does, and there was just an article about how she was defending one of the books on her book club. She really liked the book. Other people are like, take that off your Oprah Winfrey book list. And I did not read the article. I only read the headlines. So I don't know what the book is. But she's standing by that book.
I was going to say, do you
book.
Know what the book is?
No.
Wait, let me see if I can look it up.
Yeah. So I was just noticing that she was, you know, in the news again, and she's standing by that book, whether it be a good book or a bad book. She's like, I like it, and I'm Oprah. And
That's so interesting. Well, that kind of goes into like banned books and stuff too, because, yeah, you know, it's so interesting what...
Oh, yeah, because usually they're banned because they're controversial. Yeah.
But then it's like, well,
how can you learn?
How can you?
Although I did not enjoy myself the book, The Catcher in the Rye, growing up. I'd have to read it again now, but I felt like I was too young to understand that book.
That's possible. But what's so cool is that you had access to the book, and now it's something you can think about and talk about.
Okay.
Versus like, you know, if it's banned and then you're not able to even have access to those ideas.
Growing up religious at the time, I was like, this is too inappropriate for me to read, but I had to read it for school. I ended up just blotching out all the swear words because I was just tired of reading them. But now I'm more awakened and more liberal, and I would not have a problem with it. But maybe... Yeah, I would
think there's something to be said for that. Like, I think you can self-edit, right? Because that's just you through your own eyes.
Yeah.
Like, okay, this is not what I want at the moment.
And I wrote a paper about that in college, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, tell me about that.
So the paper, it had to do with that book, and then it had to do with like editing movies for content. And so I compared the two. I was like, for my personal use of this Catcher in the Rye book, I was young, 16, 15, didn't want to read all the swear words, so I started blacking them out with a pen, and I edited the book for my own personal eyes, like you said. I'm not changing, you know, everybody's Catcher in the Rye book, just my own.
Right.
So then it brought me to the comparison of edited movies, that for TV and airplanes and different venues, they edit movies, but...
Interesting.
These other people that were editing movies for their own, you know, their own eyes for their content and other people's eyes, they were getting in trouble because all the Hollywood directors were like, "We don't want you to edit our films." I'm like, "But you already do it for TV and airplanes. Why is it wrong when religious people edit movies for their own use, for their own personal use. What they ended up inventing was something called a ClearPlay DVD player, which you put in the actual Hollywood movie and the DVD knows when to skip the bad parts.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa.
So growing up, finally,
it just automatically does that?
Yeah, yeah.
That's so interesting. I guess, like, I guess my reaction to what you're saying is that absolutely, I think there's merit, right, to you being able to, right, like, edit, like, okay, this is what I want to see, this is what I don't want to see, or this is what I like, what I don't like. That's just personal preference. And I think that's okay. But what's so interesting is if you think, like, what if there's a time that I don't realize that something's being edited in a way?
Yeah.
And then you don't know that what you are watching is someone else's pre-notion of what you should be able to see or not.
Correct. So I do think...
So interesting.
Yeah, in my adult grown-up years, I'm more on the line of just be exposed to it in its natural state and make your decision after kind of watching it in the real form. That's what I say. But I am an adult, so I have that choice too.
Choice. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
When I was younger, I was definitely making choices to watch edited content because I thought I wanted that. But later in life, I don't, like you say, I don't actually need it.
Yeah. Ooh. But again, as you say, it's like as you grow up, right? Then you're kind of able to make those discernments. And I think when I was younger, my mom was definitely like, oh, like, don't watch anything. Like, even I think PG-13 was like, don't, or like PG for a while. She's like, I don't know. Like, I was very protected.
Yeah, yeah.
But there were a lot of times where I was like, okay, well, this is like, I don't need this protection. But then that's as you start growing up, you can make those choices too. So I don't know. I don't know what the exact answer is per se. Because to some degree, I don't know. It's hard to know like what to do for little eyes and little ears. You know, if it's better to just have them see things as they are and this is the world and that's what it is, or to kind of protect them a little bit.
But right.
Has their own strategy, I guess.
Yeah.
And their own way of growing up.
So it reminds me of the musical Sunday in the Park with George, just specifically that sentiment you were saying. Mm-hmm. I'll try to find the right lyrics. I know. Oh dear, I got a pop-up. I did not want that.
Oh no.
Oh, I don't like pop-ups. Okay.
Surprise.
Oh, okay. I think I remembered it without reading it.
Okay.
Where Dot is singing to George and she's saying, stop worrying if your vision is new. Let others make that decision. They usually do. Just keep moving on. Because you got to move on. Move on. So the sentiment of when you're young, do what young people do. When you're old, you got to move on. Oh, you know why? I'm on the wrong song. I'm like, this is not the song. These lyrics aren't
there. Why isn't this adding up?
Yeah. But yeah. So stop worrying what other people think or what is supposed to be the way it's supposed to be.
What you need.
Yeah. Because you'll get there. Just keep moving on. Keep moving on. Just keep moving on.
Interesting, though, and we had talked about this a couple of days ago, too, like to be able to talk to your younger self or like to find yourself suddenly in a position where you are in that position to either edit or not edit for other eyes or ears.
Yeah.
You know, it's weird. And I don't know when that baton passes per se. And it's probably different for everybody. And the situations are different for that to happen.
Yeah. And coming at it from
it's a weird moment.
A non-parental viewpoint. You know what I mean? It's not like I have a child that I have to worry about this. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. But to each their own. Yeah. It's a wild, wild world out there.
Say la vie.
Say la vie. Say hello. Say goodbye. Say dun 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 dun. C'est la vie. Is it Bewitched that sings that?
Maybe, I don't know.
Maybe.
Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered?
Yeah. Am I? Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if there's any more viewpoints we could have about this topic. Just, you know, you got to live your life and you got to make your decisions and not worry about what other people have to say about it.
That's all you can really do, I guess.
Yeah. Just don't harm others. That was another thing, going back to a different topic from a different day. I said in my, oh, wow, how quickly it left me. I said in my fake stand-up act, though, that, oh, shoot, what was the words I just said?
Which one's about the VHS tape?
No, just now.
Being better than...
No, just now. Which, oh, which whoa. Words? Like that,
a couple words.
The tangent, like, oh, make it, you gotta, oh,
you gotta,
I got it, I got it.
Your life,
okay, quick. And, oh. Yep, got it. Sorry, no, didn't mean to interrupt you, but now I got it.
No. I'm glad you got it.
I said in my
run, Richard, run.
I said in my fake stand up act. Okay, wait. I said in my fake stand up act that I was raised religious, and then once you leave religion, other people, especially that are still in religion, are like, what about your moral compass? How are you going to know what to do? What's right and what's wrong? It's like, hey, as long as you're not killing people, doing illegal things, and by illegal things, I mean like hurting other people. Right. If you're doing stuff in your life that's only affecting you, and it's what you want to do, and it's not breaking huge laws, I say live your life and make those mistakes or whatever, but you don't need religion to give you a moral compass. You know not to kill people. Come on.
Yeah, come on.
Come on.
Come on, folks.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously I'll turn that into a joke someday, but...
Someday. at the next stand-up comedy act. Prepared.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So... You got to grow up, move on, live your life. Let's not hurt other people. Let's try to be our best selves, the best that we can do.
And let's keep an open mind.
Yeah.
And maybe let's challenge ourselves to maybe look at things that we wouldn't look at. Okay, I could probably say that in a way that's better or more concise. Let's expose ourselves to new ideas with an open mind. And, you know, go from there.
Yeah. All right. I think that's a wrap on today's episode.
That's a wrap. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Or Monday. Bye.